Snake bite is something that everyone's scared of. It is something to be scared of. Snake bite has actually been listed as a neglected tropical disease by the World Health Organization. So in Africa, we have almost 20,000 people die per year, but many more are left with permanent damage. Some people lose a finger, some people lose a hand or more, some people are left with terrible scarring. So snake bite is a serious issue in the world. I mean, I know in India it's really bad as well. In South Africa, snake bite is a problem, of course. It's a problem everywhere. But what's really interesting is, like in Durban, we don't see that many snake bites. There's a lot of snakes and almost 4 million people. And the majority of snake bites that we see around Durban are people picking up snakes. So the stiletto snake bites a lot of people. The rhombic night adder bites a lot of people as well. Sometimes people step on them. Sometimes people are picking them up. Up in northern KZN, we see a few more bites, especially in rural areas. The Mozambique spitting cobra is the snake that bites most people in South Africa every year. And I know there's quite a lot of cases up in northern KZN where they get into homes and they've got a horrible habit of getting into beds. You know, in some rural places, people sleep on the floor and a snake in the bed is a recipe for disaster. So bites do happen. Black mambas are very common in Durban, and it's black mambas are supposedly super aggressive snakes that kill many people, and they do kill people in Africa, but like in Durban, we see hardly any bites, very few bites. The last confirmed bite that I recall was a guy trying to catch one in his bedroom. He'd pinned it down with a rake, grabbed it by the head, but he didn't know how to hold it correctly, so it managed to bite him. That was the last confirmed bites that I heard of from a black mamba. Snakes don't want to bite people. I mean, I'm always catching venomous snakes around homes, and they're not biting people. They will if they have to, but they don't want to. They just want to be left alone. But if you try and kill one or catch one, that's when you're going to get bitten. Accidents happen. So if you step out your front door in the morning and you stand on a snake, it probably will bite you. I mean, what else can it do? It can't push you away, it can't kick you away. It has to bite. It's the only way to defend itself. And so bites do happen like that. Puff adders will bite quite a lot of people throughout Africa. And often it's because people step on them or next to them. It just happens. It's an accident. It's pretty much unavoidable that. If you are bitten by a snake, the only thing really to do is to get to hospital as quickly as possible. That is the number one thing. If you are far from hospital, you still have to try and get there. Because if a highly venomous species has bitten you, there's nothing really you can do to stop that venom. I found an old snake bite kit the other day that someone had given me, and I'd looked at it. It gave you a huge, big hypodermic needle and a vial of antivenom. This was made in 1970. And so you draw the antivenom up. As soon as you were bitten, you draw it up and inject yourself. It also comes with a little tourniquet, which you strap around your leg or your arm. It's got a blade, and it said you must cut. And then it comes with these crystals. The name I cannot remember. You pull the crystals in the cut, and then you're sorted. However, that's not the case. That's not going to save you. These kind of kits were for sale, I think, 15 years ago or so, up until then. But now they've all been taken off the shelves, because that's not going to save you. Funny how things have changed now, and funny to see how things were. But yeah, we've come a long way. If you're bitten by a snake, you do not cut around the bite site. I've seen this before. I know a guy that cuts around where he was bitten, and he ended up in hospital from a bad infection. You can't use charcoal or any crystal. It's not going to help you. You can't suck out the venom. If you've watched snakes on a plane, you'll see they suck out the venom, and that supposedly works. But that doesn't work in reality. It does not work. You can't rub plants on the bite sites. I saw a guy, he said he'd been bitten on the hand, and he tied with wire some leaf from a plant, and he said it'll help him, but it won't. So yeah, none of that works. And as I say, there's nothing really you can do for yourself apart from go to hospital. Tourniquets are not advised, because if the bite is from a snake with a cytotoxic venom, so cytotoxic venom causes swelling, pain, tissue damage, you're trapping all that venom in your arm or your leg, and it's just going to cause even more damage, and you'll probably lose that limb. One thing you can do with neurotoxic bites, so like a black mamba has a potent, fast-acting neurotoxic venom, is something called a pressure bandage. Well, you could probably Google how to use it, actually, but a pressure or crepe bandage is applied all the way up the limb. So like if you're bitten on the hand, it goes up from your wrist to your shoulder. And that doesn't stop the spread of the venom, but it slows it down. It buys you some time. So those are things that you should look at if you go out into the bush quite a lot. Something worth keeping in your medical kit. Another thing is that people say that you must take the snake to hospital so that the doctors know what's bitten you. So people say you must catch it or kill it. And I've heard of cases where people rock up to the hospital with a Coke bottle with a little snake in it. No one's going to rush to your help if you've got a snake with you, so don't do that. Also, by trying to catch it and kill it, you're going to get bitten again. So please don't do that. If you can take a photo of the snake that's bitten you, that does help, but it's not a chain smash. The doctors treat your symptoms. They look at your symptoms, treat the symptoms, and from your symptoms, they can get an idea of what has bitten you. Knowing the identity of the snake is not crucial. If you're with someone that's been bitten by a snake, try and keep them calm as best as possible. You also don't want them moving too much. You don't want them running a kilometer to a car. If they do have to move to where a car can pick them up, it's better to walk. Less movement, the better. The more you move, the more your system pumps and the faster the spread of the venom. So it's better to not move too much and to try and keep calm. However, keeping calm is much easier said than done. I was bitten by a vine snake when I was younger. Just pulled its tail while I was trying to move away. I was trying to photograph it and it dashed off and I just grabbed the tail without really thinking. And it bit me, and the first thing I did was completely panic. So you're not supposed to do that. But anyway, I was fortunate in that the bite was a dry bite. So a dry bite is when a venomous species bites you and doesn't inject venom. Okay, it can happen. It does happen quite often, actually. And it's just a lucky strike. Unfortunately, you do not know if it's a dry bite or not. You still go to hospital and you sit and wait. So it's not a lot of fun. If a snake bit you or someone around you and it dashed off and no one got a glimpse of what it is, maybe it was a harmless snake, but you don't know, rather get to a hospital to be safe rather than sorry. It's not worth just waiting and then suddenly symptoms kick in and then perhaps it's too late. So rather get to a hospital regardless of what you think bit the person. Some people might even see the snake and say, oh, it was a harmless snake. That's what happens with the stiletto snake. If they look at it, think it's harmless, get bitten, and then it's when the pain starts and they realize it wasn't harmless. So yeah, a snake bite is not something you should live in fear of. Doesn't happen to many people at all. Living in South Africa, there's far more dangerous things that can happen to you. You can be shot, stabbed, robbed, hijacked, all sorts. So don't live in fear of snake bite. Just treat it with respect. Don't approach it. Don't mess around with it. Just leave it alone. If you need it removed, phone a snake catcher.